Good morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
Just take a moment to imagine yourself sitting in a park. Close your eyes and imagine that you're sitting in a park. And when you are sitting in the park, what do you hear? So if you hear a bird or people walking by, the sound of a bee, or a car passing by. If you hear those things, in Zen we would say, you have missed your mark. And you or we have missed our mark because we have heard the label for a bee or a bird, but not the sound itself. Now this is a subtle and very important distinction. So I'm going to read a story. Now just to backtrack for a second. I know I've talked about this before, probably recently, but there's a reason why I decided to have this talk again, which is that Faye and I visited with Ray and Carol. Ray and Carol have, Roshi Ray and Carol have a place down in Cape May, a condo. So they invited us down for a few days. Unfortunately, everybody has recently tested negative, and so it was a safe get-together, which was really nice. And so one of the days, we went to the beach, which is an enormous beach. It takes a few minutes to get down near the water. And so on the way in, there's a path that goes down to the beach. On the way in, there's a sign.
Sorry to interrupt. The sound is muted.
I'm sorry?
It says you're muted.
All right. Let me. I'm going back to the beginning because I wanted to mention something. Can you hear me now?
Yes, thank you.
Is it better than with the mask on?
Yeah.
How much better? 10%, 20%, 30%?
37.5%.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to figure this out for myself. My problem is that because of my situation at home, we stay pretty aware of the COVID scene. And recently, I'm sure you're all probably aware of this, the hospitalizations and the cases have gone up. So I feel an increased responsibility to make sure that I don't bring the illness home. But I'll finish the talk like this and then between now and next week decide how to handle this. So I apologize for that. I personally enjoy, it's much nicer to have a conversation than having... I'm sorry.
I don't think it's all you. Sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, well, to spare everybody, I won't repeat that. So anyway, to go back, we went to the beach one day, and there's a path that goes down amongst trees and stuff that eventually opens up to the beach. But when you first go down, there's a sign. And the sign tells you to be careful because there are rip currents. Now, I saw the sign, but I didn't pay attention to it. And so we went down, we were sitting, and then Ray and I decided to go into the water. And when we were there, you know, I'd like to ride waves, I got caught in a rip current. And there is that moment where, oh, shit, this is out of my control. And I'm not a great swimmer, but I spend most of my life by the water. And so the advice is always don't fight it, go with the current. So as it turned out, the current took me into waist-deep water pretty quickly, and it wasn't a big deal. But I ignored that sign. And so it reminded me of my having talked recently about attention. So I thought I would do that again just out of my own experience. So to go back to this, you're in a park and you're sitting in the park. And so what do you hear? Now, just a couple people, anybody want to share in this little exercise what you said, what you heard?
A wedding celebration.
A wedding celebration.
Birds.
Birds.
Dogs. Dogs barking.
Okay.
Nameless.
Nameless. Okay. So anyway, the reason for this is, this is a question that a Zen teacher will ask a Sangha. What do you hear? And most people will answer a bird, the sound of it, the leaves blowing, a car, a wedding. And this is hearing the name of the experience. It's not hearing the experience directly. And now it sounds, Court, like you've had the experience more like this. So in Zen we say, if you heard a bird, or you heard a tree blowing, or you heard a wedding celebration, you have missed the mark. And this is because that when that happens, what we're really doing is we're experiencing the label and not the sound itself. Right? I think if you spend some time, almost instantly or almost at the same time, when the sound of a bird occurs, we identify it as the sound of a bird. So hopefully as I go on, this will make a little more sense. Now, this is an old Zen story, which I've used, I know, several times. But again, all in the context of having been reminded of paying attention. So the monk was sweeping in the courtyard of a monastery, and a stone flew up from his broom and hit a bamboo like that. It hit the bamboo that was there. And at that moment that he heard that, he opened up and became enlightened. And that's because he didn't hear a stone hitting the bamboo. He heard. So the whole world opened up with this one talk. And he forgot all that he knew, all his labels. There was just this talk, which was the direct experience of reality before any labeling or naming takes place. Now, this is a story that which advice I should have taken when I was at the beach. One day, a layman asked Zen Master Ikkyu, "Master, will you please say something that expresses the heart of Zen?" And Ikkyu immediately responded, "Attention." But the monk, the layman, said, "Is that all? Why don't you say something more?" And Ikkyu responded, "Attention, attention." So the layman said, "Well," he remarked, and he's getting irritated at this point, "I really don't see much depth or subtlety in what you have just said. Can't you say a little more?" And Ikkyu responded, saying, "Attention, attention, attention." So now, angry, the layman demands, "What does the word attention mean anyway?" And Ikkyu answers, "Attention means attention. Just attention, no story." Now, we all experience attention. If you are doing the dishes. You may be doing the dishes, and when you're finished, you look at the clock and you say, oh my God, so much time passed. Or working in the garden, and knowing that there's, you know, you have to pick someone up, but you're working in the garden, completely attentive to what you're doing. And you again, say you look at your watch and you realize, oh my God, how much time has gone by. That's because you're not thinking about washing the dishes, you're not thinking about gardening. It's just gardening, just washing. So there's a difference between labeling what you're doing and simply doing it. Now there's a woman named Flora Courtois. Court, C-O-U-R-T-O-I-S. And I had never heard of her before, surprisingly. And she was one of the founders, along with Maizumi Roshi, of ZCLA, the Zen Center of Los Angeles. And apparently, until much later in her life, when she met Maizumi, and also Yasutani Roshi. But through her life, starting when she was 17, she began to have insight experiences. And this happened successively over the, I don't know, 30 or 40 years of her life. And around age 40, she had a profound opening. But she really didn't have an understanding of it completely. And somewhere along the way, she told Yasutani Roshi about this. And he explained to her what the experience was that she had had. And he told her to write a book about it. And it's entitled, guess what? The Experience of Enlightenment. So this is a couple of quotes from her, which I love because I think they're very insightful. Flora Courtois, in an article in Parabola magazine entitled The Door to Infinity, even that line, The Door to Infinity, she writes that the heart of Zen practice, at the heart of Zen practice, there's a kind of radically intimate attention. Right? I've talked about it, intimate attention many times. And this absolutely first-hand quality of experience characterizes the beginning of our lives. Right? There is no self at this point that mediates between us and the world when we were born, when we were an infant. The infant is totally intimate with the world around him or her, right? A mother's touch is not labeled, it's just touch. The sound of the TV is not yet a sound of a TV. Music is not the sound of music, just music. So here is attention, pure attention. And this is how we start out. We know in the beginning how to pay attention. Right? Baby doesn't pay attention with labels. It's just that direct experience. So Flora Courtois continues, but in the subsequent days and years of our lives, we somehow lose touch with this clarity, and we become possessed with images, right? Possessed with names, possessed with stories. Now the problem is not that also there are we identify sounds, we identify people, we attach names and stories to everything. The key word in that statement is we become possessed. Right? There is no longer any flexibility or intimacy. We are holding on to these things with a clenched fist. And she says, and I love this, in doing so, we fall into a bad case of mistaken identity. So we become, we come to miss the point of life and thus live it second hand, third hand, and fourth hand. And one final thing that she writes. The opportunity to be restored to our original unborn divine condition is always immediately at hand. Every moment lived in absorbed attention is simultaneously a beginning and an end. So this always, it always goes back to Zazen, because Zazen is a practice. It is a way to return to that intimacy that we had before we created labels, boxes. But it's also, it's important to remember these are not in competition with each other. It's okay to have names, right? We need names to function in the world. We need to categorize things to function in the everyday world. But it's important that we inform these names with the talk, right? The direct experience. And know the difference between the two of them. But they must work together. They're not in opposition. It's just that most of us live in a world of mistaken identity. We've held on to one side and have forgotten to experience the other side. So, just to keep me honest, your teacher violated everything in this talk and almost drowned. So, thank you.